Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Voices of a True Israelite. We are live on the broadcast
Like I said, again, one thing about it, we never know when we'll be interrupted in, and so it goes to territory. That's why I keep telling you, Steve Ray, get in where you fit in at. Until we get you on, you're going to run into all them kind of situations, no doubt about it. All right, live Yahquaz Radio, Voices of the True Israelites, B-O-T-T-Y. We're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get ready to get into another episode, part number 38, live broadcast, part number 38. So let's throw it on the international side and see who all join us. All right, I see all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries in the room. And guess what? That's a great thing. What's flashing out of New York? New York, flash me something. 109-546. 109-546. 109-546. We'll bring the elder in, and we just get something going on, and we'll get to the broadcast. But the broadcast is when you hear the elder anyway. So it's fine, the elder. Mr. Tibbs and bring him in when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, I'm glad to be there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel and see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder, well, like I said again, we here to take care of Yahweh's business and nothing else. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, 195 international countries, 109. 546 is flashing on the international side. 109-546, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another glorious number that wants to hear the words of Yahweh. Totally now to 109,546 listeners. My, my. That makes me know we all want to hear the words of Yahweh, because we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear. And actually, some listening never understand. But that's without proper teaching, and that's what we provide here on this program. We come to see those things in the Bible that most of us come to see, and some looking can never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. As I've said many times before, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. We're given the knowledge to know that there are those out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching. An overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learnings, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons, which I've seen just the other day. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to see. And now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30 current time. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Even a smartwatch will work. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. still choose tithes and offering, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, tribeyhdh, @gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael, @gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. After the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, and sometimes simultaneously during Broad Talk, we will be broadcasting on Pal Talk, listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions that's put on the table about the discussed topic will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, don't forget you'll miss all Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words. Remember what it says in the book of John, St. John, chapter 14, verse 26? 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can get this remembrance of what Yahuwah has said to us that should be taught, keeping your Bibles open, where our teaching is yet to begin. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder, exactly right. And teaching just about getting ready to begin, and that's what it's all about. We must fit the president on what got to be done. And once that's established, then the Almighty going to tell you, bottom line, your punishment have been resolved. So once your punishment have been resolved, see, Raya, and the numbers of the peoples have been sealed, then Yahweh have no need for the place that we sojourn in as we speak. Keep that in your mind. Once you come to the knowledge of yourself and recognize that you've been scattered of disobedience and you return back to the order of Yahweh, then the place that you are, you got your feet on right now, will be eliminated according to the scripture. Got to keep that in your mind. So the more we come on this network, the more we enlighten the peoples of Israel, not your rest, according to Micah 2, verse 10. This is not your rest. Once you finally get to understand that part and return back to your mighty one as the days of old, then Yahweh will show you step two. You got a protocol on everything. Never forget that. A protocol on everything. So if we leave it like that, we go and find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We'll get something going on tape number 38. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh BJFC Roy, when you meet your brother, thank you, WCC, when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh BJFC Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that brother Yahweh Israel. Well, we left out for a lot of good points, but like I said again, we don't know where we're going. But I know one thing, where we is going is to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see what that's saying for the nice episode part number 38.
The book of Luke, number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, just by coincidence, or just that statement is made that Brother Yahdai Israel, take a look at that green book, that Hasten Dictionary, and I don't know why that, and that was the first thing from my mind, but that the Hasten Dictionary there, Brother Yahdai Israel, is a statement I want to look at. And like I said again, on tape 38, I don't know where it's going, but we will know shortly. I want to look at a specific word and just read the way you see it, because whatever the Almighty wants on the table, he wants on the tape. Turn to page 54 of the Hasten Dictionary of the Bible, the Green Book, and look what it says, and read exactly what it says. Osiris. What do you mean on 54 on the left-hand side of the word called Osiris?
I'm looking at the Hastings Dictionary of the Bible, edited by James Hastings, page number 54. Osiris, a region beyond the river for which the 10 tribes are to return. It became the subject of many latter Jewish legends concerning the Sabbath River, beyond which the lost tribes were to be found, vastly identified with the Oxus and the Ganges.
Mm-hmm. So the word arthrit, according to the Hastings Bible Dictionary on page 54, it means a region beyond the river where the lost, where the lost tribes to be found. You see that? So you see, now let's go to Ezra 13 and pick up verse 40 and 47 and find out who is the lost. So now who they saying? They saying right here in this book right here that the word Osiris means is talking about the lost tribes that can be found beyond the river. Good. Keep that in your mind. Now we go on to 2nd Ezra 13, and we pick up at verse number 47. Let's find out more details by connecting the books by using this green dictionary of the Bible, the 1919 edition. You're on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Run that again, see ya.
2nd Ezra, chapter 13. Verse 40 down to verse 47.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse number 40, 47 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse number 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoner out of their own land at the time of Hosea, the king, whom Salmaneser, the king of Assyria, led away captive. He carried them over the water. And so came they into another land. Verse 41. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen nation, and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt. Verse 42. That they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. Verse 43. They entered to the Euphrates by the narrow passage of the river. Verse 44. For the Most High then showed signs for them and held still the flood till they were passed over. Verse 45. Through that country there was a great way to go, namely a year and a half. The same region is called Osiris, the land of Ham, the land of Shem. Verse 46. Then dwelt they there until the latter time. Now when they shall begin to come. Verse 47. The Most High shall stay the springs of the stream again, that they may go through. Therefore, sawest thou the multitude with peace.
Mm-hmm. Now, come back again with that information and read what it says on page 54 about the word Osiris now. So now you'll be able to connect the books. Now when you go to the Hastings Bible Dictionary, the green book, on page 54, with that information, when it talks about somebody being lost and they were, where they be found at, now you know it's talking about the 10 tribes, Steve Reagan. So now, they talking about the 10 tribes. I got to pull a rabbit out the hat on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, we want to pull a rabbit out to that, a hat, on who is the 10 tribes that we talking about, Brother Yahdai Israel. So if you can help me out. See, the Bible tells the story, and that's why we have to be the ones to give the answers now. We ain't asking no questions. We giving out the answers. So now we're going to try to tie all that in, the 10 tribes. But we got to use the Bible to connect the Bible to make, and if you find out there's another name on anybody, then you know how to combat that through the scriptures. So now, Brother Yahdai Israel, if you know what I'm looking for, Brother Yahdai Israel. And like I said again, it just came because I had one thing on my mind, but then Yahweh said, no, well, I want this on your mind. So now we want to take care of everything by connecting the books. There's many things we can bring to you, but we got to connect the books. Let's run to our second, our saying. Thank you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 42 and 43. See, we want to connect the books, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see if we connect the books. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and 43.
We got 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse number 42, verse 43 reads. Book of 2 Samuel 19, verse 42. Now the men of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, answered the men of Israel, northern kingdom, because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then be you angry for this matter? Have we eaten of at all of the king's courts, or have he given us any gift? Verse 43. And the men of Israel, northern kingdom, answered the men of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and said, we have 10 parts in the king. We have also more right than David and you.
Excellent. Now, Brother Yahdah Israel, according to verse 4 and 3, who said that they are 10 parts according to verse 4 and 3?
Men they? Of Israel, northern king.
Men of Israel. Now, with that understanding, the men of Israel is what they call the 10 tribes. So when you read the Hastings book, see, that's how we can put it in, knowing what they'll leave out. So the 10 northern tribes, when you read about the 10 northern, the 10 tribes, where they can be found at. So you see what this Bible telling you? Let's go to 1 Kings now. Let's get a second witness on there. Because Samuel talked about it in 1 Kings. Talked about it too. So listen, what we trying to tell you, the sixth anointed counts. The time is now. It's time now to raise your level up of teacher. You got to be definitive about it, and you got to give answers, not ask questions, have the answers. If you take notes, take great notes, you have answers. We go on to 1 Kings, and we look at chapter 11, pick up verse 29 down to verse 31.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse 29 to 31 reads.
Well, make it to 32. King. Yeah, make it to 32 there, Brother Yahdah. Yes, make it. Take it down to verse 32 and 35. Then we'll know how to read this green book. So those that get in that 1909 Hastings Bible Dictionary, now you know how to read this verse after we lay the foundation. And that's the key to it, see, right? The foundation must be laid. But the only way the foundation has to be laid, he said in Psalm 85:11, what did he say? What did he say in Psalm 85:11?
Book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 11 reads, Book of Psalms, 85, verse number 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth. Righteousness, total instruction shall look down from heaven.
Truth shall spring down out of the earth. I ain't through with that, Brother Yahdah Israel. We go on to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Go Deuteronomy chapter 30 there, Brother Yahdah Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And we'll pick it up at verse number 12. That's real good. 12 down to verse number 14. Listen real good. Listen real good. 12 down to verse 14. Deuteronomy 30, 12 to 14.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 12 through 14 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 30, verse number 12. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13. It is beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto you, in your mouth and in your mind, thou mayest do it.
See that, see, right? So now, when you hear a brother and sister say, I'm waiting on, well, they'll say, some will say, Yahweh, some say, I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me something. Yahweh just answer that question. He don't operate that way. So when you hear brothers and sisters say, I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me something, I'm waiting on Yahweh to tell me something, I get the answer from Yahweh. Listen, work that way. We're showing you how it works according to the Bible. So the six anointed camps, you got to be aware of these things when you hear this statement, well, the mighty one is going to give me the answer. Then we know soundly that you're using emotional, you're not using Bible. Especially if you say, thus says Yahweh. When you saying, thus says Yahweh, you saying that the order of things that he got is not in order the way he says it works. He just told you in verse 12. Listen what he tell you in verse 12.
Book of Deuteronomy 30, verse 12. It is not in heaven that you should say, put for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it.
You see the man just said? So when you say these things, you call it your mighty one a liar. He says it's not in heaven for you. And guess who in heaven? Guess who in heaven? Let's go to Romans there. Let's find out who's in heaven. Go to Romans to see who's in heaven. So we got to monitor this thing according to the Bible. And once we clearly understand this Bible, we'll be ready for Yahweh to step in and take it even further with us. Once we understand what he got written in 8:34. What he got written in 8:34 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
The book of Romans 8, verse number 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us.
Mm-hmm. Now run the first feet in precept after 3:22. Now precept after 3:22.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 22 reads, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 22. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 22. Who is gone into the heaven and is on the right hand of Yahweh the Father? That is the spirit and authority, the power, be made subject unto him.
Mm-hmm. So six anointed camps. Listen to me carefully. Did you understand that part? That he says in Deuteronomy, when you hear anybody make that statement, well, I'm waiting on you, my mighty one, to tell me what I'm supposed to do. No, what you're doing without having the proper knowledge, you're playing with your salvation, but not having the proper knowledge. See, you must have the proper knowledge according to the scriptures. In Deuteronomy 30, we gonna see what he told Moses. He gonna tell Moses something. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 12. Pertaining to you, he told Moses, said something. What is that? I tell you what, back up to verse 10, and we're going to read down to verse 14 again. Listen real good. Deuteronomy 30, verse 10, down to verse 14.
Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10, to verse 14 reads, look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 10. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice, Yahweh your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instruction. If thou turn unto Yahweh your Yahweh with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse number 11. For this Torah instruction which I command you this day It is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Verse 12, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13, neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14, but the word is very nigh unto you, in your mouth and in your mind, that you should, that you mayest do it.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15, 19, and 20. Listen good. Verse 15, verse 19 and 20. This is not a count. Take note. Take very notes, because we're going somewhere. Where we going, we don't know yet, but you're going to hear it unfold itself. Come on.
Verse number 15. Verse number 19 and 20. Verse 15, Deuteronomy 30. See, I have set before you this day light and good, death and evil. Verse number 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Verse 20. That thou mayest love Yahweh, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is your life and the length of your day, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and to Israel to give them.
Mm-hmm. So he set before you life and death. Choose life and live. So he set before you life and death. What did he set before you, see, Roy? Verse 10. This is what he set before you for you to choose in verse 10. Bring it out there, brother Yahdai Israel.
Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10 reads, if you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Yahweh, keep his Torah section and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instructions.
Hey! Now, brother Yahdai Israel, help me out, brother Yahdai Israel. What is not hidden from us? And how is we going to hear anything from him? Which way do the six anointed camps both approach this, Brother Yahdai Israel? According to, you know, we hear of the best of them say, well, I'm going to wait on the mighty one to tell me something. He just told you something. What did he tell us that we can read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
If you shall hearken and to the voice of Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions, his statutes, which are written in this book.
In this book. I understand, see, Raya, Yahweh meets you according to the book. So when you catch all these pastors, all these, we wait on the mighty one, whatever name they use besides Yahweh, to tell me something. Listen, see, right here, that is called traditions of men. We're telling you how the man operates that we can read. So now he got a protocol. That's why this series is the due order of Yahweh. Once we understand the due order of Yahweh, once we apply the due order of Yahweh, then he'll show up the next move according to thus says Yahweh. Keep that in your mind. Now, let's run to our First Corinthians there. And there's a question I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask you something in First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 down to verse 12. What you just got through here, I'm going to ask you something. But like I said, this ministry is aimed to the 10, the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. I'm going to ask you something. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. Listen good.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 10 to 12 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 10 to 12. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 10. Now I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, You all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Verse 11, for it had been declared unto me of you, my brothers, by them which are of the family of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Verse 12, now this I say, that every one of you say it, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Peter, and I am Yahweh the Son.
He said, it's division among you. He said, I heard it's division among you. Well, I'm a Paul, I'm a Apollos, I'm a this. And what did Paul say it again? He made a profound statement. What did he say, Brother Yahweh Israel? I got to go back to that verse. But he said, it's division of you. So how have you been of one mind? And Paul said, it is division among you. I want to go back and look at a verse. And Paul will say this real carefully. And that's why we keep telling you, Steve, right here. What it says in 4:17 of Romans, what it says in 4:17?
Book of Romans 4, verse number 17 reads. Book of Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, for him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Uh-huh. So understand that is spiritual understanding pertaining to the six anointed camps. That we know that this is going to happen by knowing what this man is saying. The way it's going to happen is for you to understand what Yahweh just got them saying, because it doesn't make a difference who's teaching or what class you in of the six anointed camp. It's supposed to be a 10-1 there, 1 Corinthians 10:1. It's supposed to be a 10-1 regardless who you hear going to broadcast. It's supposed to be a 1 Corinthians 10:1. What is it saying 10:1 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? And skip down to verse 13.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 10. And verse number 13. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Yahweh the Son, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Verse 13.
Listen.
Verse number 13. Is Yahweh the Son divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul?
Otherwise, is Yahweh divided? You just got through reading four names. He said, all of y'all saying that I'm waiting on somebody else to show me something. I'm waiting on the mighty one. I'm waiting on this guy, whatever he's saying. So we can't really stretch it out how important this is, but we'll throw enough on the table to make sure you got you some Luke 24, 30 and 31. We'll throw enough on the table to have you enough to analyze. Chapter 24, 30 and 31 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 30 and verse 31 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed and break and gave to them. Verse 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
And what happened in the next verse?
Verse number 32. They said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way While he opened unto us the scriptures.
See, right. He comes on these broadcasts to get the six anointed camp to understand one thing. We must open up the minds of the people, but through the scriptures. Verse 45.
Number 45 reads, Book of Luke 24, verse number 45. Book of Luke 24, 45. Then open ye their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures.
See, that's the right. So the scriptures got to be opened up. So regardless whoever you listen to that is up under the banner of B-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelite, like the Six Anointed Camp, we must be on the same page of opening up the scriptures. We must open up the scriptures, and we'll give you the guidelines on how it works, because you're going to have a lot of them say, I'm waiting on the Mighty One to tell me something. Okay. That's a question that they throw on the table. Let them have that. But when they come up on some air, come back and show her how it goes. So now we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 10 through 12. Now we're going to precept that to the 14th chapter of the same book. The reason why you want you on one accord, one mind, I don't care wherever you at, up under the banner of Voices of the True Israelite. This is the reason why he wants you with one mind, always addressing scriptures and give them a Bible answer to it in 1 Corinthians 14, 24, and 25. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians, verse number 24 and 25.
Yeah, chapter 14, verse 24 and 25. Listen real good. And we precepting that from coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. Well, some say I'm of this and I'm of this. That means that one teacher might be, well, I want to come with that teacher. I want to come with that one there. No, it don't work like that. Because here go the reason why, and this is the reason why we tell you these things in advance. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 24 and 25.
Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 24, verse 25 reads. Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 24. If all prophesy, there come in one that believe not, but one unlearned. He or she is convinced of all. He or she is judged of all. Verse 25. And thus are the secrets of the mind made manifest. And so falling down on their face, they will worship Yahuwah and report that Yahuwah in you is in you of the truth.
You see that? So that's why you have to make sure you ready to go in 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians. So you got to be ready to go, Steve Ray. So this is how you got to be ready to go in 1 Thessalonians chapter. This is how you got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to go according to 2 Thessalonians. That's what I want. You got to be ready to go in 2 Thessalonians there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You got to be ready to go. What kind of way? What kind of way they got to be ready to go? What kind of way? We got to read what kind of way they got to be ready to go. So if you got it before me, they got to be what that, Brother Yahdai Israel? So we kind of ease over to it. But this is how they got to be ready to go, and I'm struggling. So you can go and take it from there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm struggling right now because I'm not back. I gotta get me a Bible to not to be struggling. So how we gotta go that we can read that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I need a little bit more to that.
Huh? We gotta be. Something we got to be, I don't say much about it until we hear it read, but this is how we got to be, and we don't say it enough on it already how we got to be, And that's why when we come on the other networks and whatever, we have to be ready to be, well, I go and say it. We got to be instant in season there, Brother Yahshua Israel. But that's all we got to be. We got to, let's read that, how we got to be. We got number one point. We can't be worried about nothing. We got to be ready because what we're saying is going to happen according to 4:17. So now you can take it from there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Come on.
Because 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2 reads, teach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doubt.
So, but you got to have long-suffering. That means you just can't be sitting there waiting on anything to happen. You got to be going like it's already happened. Verse 5.
Verse number 5. Watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
So you gonna have some affliction. You gonna have some affliction, but you gotta make full proof of your ministry. And verse 2, say again, how you gotta do this?
2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Teach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
So you see what he's saying? So that means you got to come out the gate running, regardless, because you never know when he's put in the mind of a 1 Corinthians 14:24-25. You don't know the mind of Yahweh. You don't know the mind of Yahweh. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 14:24-25.
Look at 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 24, verse 25 reads, look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 24. But if all prophesy, there come in one that believe not, or one unlearned. He is convinced of all. He is judged of all. Verse 25. Thus are the secrets of his mind made manifest. So falling down on his face, he will worship Yahweh and report that Yahweh is in you of a truth.
Because what is they hearing? 17:17. What is they hearing that Brother Yahdai Israel 17? Why would he say Yahweh is of the truth? Why would he say that? Why would he say that? Precept to 17:17 of St. John, see, why would he say that?
Book of St. John 17:17 reads, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
And that's why we must be in the Word, Steve Rayer. We must be in the Word. If we're not in the Word, then 27:12 got to kick in. It's all right. 27:12 got to kick in. If we're not in the Word, this is not a camp. It got to be in the Word. But those that are not, look what it says in 27:12 of Sirach.
Book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12 reads, if you be among the indiscreet, observe the time. But be continually among men and women of understanding.
Mm-hmm. So if you among those that's in the street, observe the time, Steve, right? That means where you was gonna be there 15 minutes, cut down to 5. Cut down to 5. Because if you there more than, and they not ready to get down to the list, then you know your time is short. You got to go. You can't put no time in, you know, if that is the move, like right now, like this day for me, the day that, you know, even a lot of my family, a lot of my sons and daughters, everybody, they doing their thing, you know, big time on whatever it's supposed to be. They said, hey, my dad, you want to apply this? No, I don't want to apply to that. Because I don't know what that's going to lead to. There ain't no Yahweh over there. Anything can jump off. And I can't put myself in that position. The same thing they're trying to tell you, Steve Ray. When you got a calling on you, you got to make a Bible decision. A Bible decision. Let's run to the Sirach chapter 31, verse 20. let's read verse 16 and 16 and 16 to 20. Let's run to Sirach 31, 16 down to verse 20. Let's see what we're working with there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to Sirach chapter 31 and pick up verse 16 down to verse 20. Listen real good.
The book of Sirach chapter 31, verse 16 to 20 reads. Book of Sirach chapter 31, verse number 16. Eat as it becometh a man, those things which are set before you, and devour not, lest thou be hate. Verse 17. Let off, leave off first for manner's sake. Be not insatiable, lest thou offend. Verse 18. When thou sittest among many, reach not thy hand out first of all. Verse 19. A very little is sufficient for a man well nurtured, and he fetches not his wind short on his beak. Verse 20. Sound sleep cometh of moderate eating. He rises early, and his wits are with him. But the pain of watching and collars and pangs of the belly are with an unsatiable man or woman.
Mm-hmm. What is word, you read a word called S-U-R-F-E-I-T. What that word mean, that Brother Yahdai Israel? You read a word called S-U-R-F-E-I-T. And that's what they're doing right now as we speak. Right now, they get all the parts, everything all hemmed up all over, you know, got the mask on everywhere. But you read a word called S-U-R-F-E-I-T. What that word mean? The prefix of that word. Give me the prefix of that word. Listen real good.
I'm reading from the online dictionary, Oxford Language. And it reads, suffice, an excessive amount of something.
And what the prefix of that word mean?
Of food and drink.
Uh-huh. The prefix of that word mean stuffing yourself, overfeeding yourself, and that's what we do. We'll get to these old pagan days and these days too. This word prefix means you are stuff yourself, overfed yourself. I mean just, you know, like a brother, he'd like to come on the feast days. He said, you know, I can talk better if I take all the bottles and surround all the good drinking clothes by me. I can talk better when I'm long as I'm patting a good bottle. And that same thing happens on these days right now. Everybody trying to eat all the hog, then get the mouth on, and then they gonna run into a word called collar. C-H-O-L-E-R, what that word means. What that word mean, that Brother Yahdai Israel? You got to read that word collar. C-H-O-L-E-R. What that word mean?
I'm looking up the word collar. C-H-O-L-E-R. Collar. And it reads, definition for collar. C-H-O-L-E-R. And it reads, quality or state of being bilious, ready disposition to irritate. Well, that don't sound right then.
Mm-hmm. Prefix of that word means sickness and anger. Angry. So you mess around, you get collar in you, that means as a sickness has come on you. It's so much you got collar in you, and it's a sickness, and then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of times people get all angry and everything. Now they're all angry, all behind what you just got through doing. So you got to watch the spirit, because you never know what spirit you're going to run into up on the people that without the mighty one, you might run into a person got a little collar in. C-H-O-L-E-R, that's sickness and anger. And all that happens on these days that is contrary to Yahweh and being a S-U-R-F-E-I-T, stuffing yourself, I mean, overfeeding yourself. So all of this can jump off, Steve Reyes. Let's go to Surah 30, verse 14, 15. Let's get down to 25. We read a little bit. Let's see what else it says in Surah. We've been a couple of lot of this in class, but we're going to lay a little groundwork down because right now the six anointed counts must raise their level up of teaching on correcting things, but according to scripture, Steve. So Surah 30, 14, 15, and skip down to verse 25. Listen good.
The book of Surah 30, verse 14, 15, and verse 25 reads.
No, make it 24. Well, make it 24. Get down to verse 24 because it's very important. We get a little bit of 24 and we'll go from there. What does it say?
Book of Surah chapter 30, verse 14, verse 15, 24, and verse 25 reads. The book of Surah chapter 30, verse number 14. Beauty is the poor, being sound and strong of constitution, than a rich man that afflicted in his body. Verse 15. Health and good estate of body above all gold, and a strong body above infinite. Verse 24. Envy and wrath shorten the life. Carefulness bring him age before the time. Verse 25. A cheerful and good mind will have a care of their meat and diet.
But what do it say? What do it say again, Brother Yahdai Israel, verse 24?
The book of Surah 30, verse 24. Envy and wrath shorten the life. Carefulness bringeth age before the time.
What do you mean by envy and wrath or shorten the life? Envy and wrath reassure your life. If you round someone and all you hear from them is envy, wrath, always pointing the finger, a murmur, backbiter, complainer, that are shorten your life. So you got to be very careful that that's what you don't end up with. Anybody that got envy, wrath, that kind of spirit is on them because all they'll do will cut your life down. Understand, you got to be with anybody and they is cutting your life down. And what a cutting your life down is verse 24. Listen, what a cut your life down. Your span of your life, you could have been around longer. Let me show you what a cut your life down in verse 24.
The book of Surah, chapter 30, verse 24 reads, envy and wrath shorten the life.
Envy and wrath shorten your life. So keep that in your mind. Never forget that. Envy and wrath shortens your life. If your ears, all you hear from someone that among you in your congregation anywhere, envy and wrath, all they'll do is shorten your life. So you have to make sure you're clear about how to handle things like that in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. So we're giving you Bible information on how you handle things. Because what you don't want to be, especially among the six anointed camps, around any envy and wrath. This is what you do according to the Bible, 16, verse 17 of Romans.
The book of Romans, chapter 16, verse number 17 reads. Book of Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brothers and sisters, mark the which cause division and offense, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them.
Mm-hmm. And avoid them. And in 27, verse 12 of Surah.
The book of Surah, chapter 27, verse number 12 reads. Surah, chapter 27, verse 12. If thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time. But be continually among men and women of understanding.
You see that? So when you're among the industry and you see the protocol of Yahweh is not on the table, observe the time. Remove yourself from that spirit because that are long in your life. Because y'all go ahead and sit on the sideline and waiting on you go back and forth with anything. He wants you to go back and forth in his word. Now let's run back to St. John chapter 4, First John chapter 4, pick it verse 19. And let's read down until we get our point. This got to be understood. Six anointed captain, got to be understood real carefully. First John chapter 4, pick it verse 19. We'll read a little bit.
The book of First John chapter 4, verse number 19 reads, we love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hate of his brother and sister, he is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother and sister, whom he hath seen, how can they love Yahweh, whom they have not seen? Verse 21.
So what that mean? That mean exactly what we just got through reading right here. I'm waiting on Yahweh to tell me something. How you waiting on Yahweh to tell you something? He don't work like that. So that's why we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 10 through 12. I'm Apollos. I'm this. I'm over here with this. I'm over here with that. No, it don't work like that. Yahweh do not operate that way. That is from the other nations tell you that you can get a word from Yahweh that way. So that means you're not going to do the Bible at all. It don't work like that. How it works in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 and 30, this is how it works according to the Bible. If you don't know how it works, then you have to come to the Sixth Anointed Camp and show you how it works. Acts chapter 26 and verse 30. Listen good.
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 26, verse number 30 reads, book of Acts 8, verse 26. Minister Spirit of Yahweh spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Yahdajuth, unto Gaza, which is Devil. Verse number 30. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the seer Isaiah, and said, understand you what you read. Verse 31.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say in 31?
Verse 31. And he said, how can I? Except some man should guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit.
So that's the bottom line. We read earlier that Yahweh said you're not going to get no word from heaven. We read that already. We'll read it one more time. And WCC said, well, I missed that one. Well, we'll read it one more time. You're not getting no word from heaven. It don't work like that. Unless the man was talking to Moses. That was from heaven, that's sitting on the right hand of the Father, don't we want to believe what he's saying? He said you did not get a word from heaven. He told you you did not. We're coming back right now, and we're going to read out of the book together. Deuteronomy 30, look what he's saying in verse 12. Is you hearing what he's saying in verse 12? What he's saying in verse 12?
Look at Deuteronomy 30. Verse number 12 reads, it is not in heaven that you should say, you shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it.
Me as well. Me not. Now you're watching that one-eyed faith. Now you're watching the one-eyed faith. What it says for the one-eyed faith?
Verse 13. It is behind the sea that thou shouldest say, we shall go over the sea for us and bring it out to us, that we may hear it and do it.
So you see, the man trying to tell you, see, Ray, the places that we've been taught that we will get the word from has been total wrong. So when you say, well, I'm just going to wait on the, you know, especially the Christmas, I'm going to wait on the Lord to tell me something. I'm going to wait until I get the answer from the Lord. Then that means one thing. You're not sitting in a 21 or 16 then. So we clear pertaining to the sixth anointed camp. You got to be sitting in a 21:16 of Proverbs. It cannot be no other way. What is it saying in Proverbs 21:16?
Look at Proverbs 21, verse 16 reads. Man and woman that wandered out of the way of understanding to remain in the congregation of the dead.
You in the congregation of the dead. If you think that when we read them last night in lesson, man live by every word that Yahweh say. So now if you say that you going to get past and what he's saying, we showed you talking at. We showing you where he talking at. Man live by every word that he say. And we showing you soundly where he's talking from in 30 verse 10. Where is he talking from in Deuteronomy 30 verse 10? Man live by every word Yahweh saying. Where is Yahweh talking from? He's going to show you right now. 30 verse 10 of Deuteronomy.
Okay, Deuteronomy 30 verse number 10 read. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Yahweh. Keep his Torah scriptures, his statutes, which are written in this book.
Of what?
Of the Torah scriptures.
So you see, Sister Nona Camp, do you hear that? So the only way you're going to receive information from Yahweh, it is written, and then he got a protocol how he distributes to you, but you to make sure you're on one accord with the proper understanding. Because everything that you need is in this book. He told you plainly what not to do in Jeremiah 10, verse 1 and 2. He told you what plainly not to do. This is when he told you, the children of Israel, what not to do. Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2, what did he say?
Book of Jeremiah 10, verse 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Jeremiah 10, verse number 1. Hear you the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O family of Israel. Verse number 2. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the nation. Be not dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the nations are dismayed at them.
He's telling you what not to do. He's telling you be not looking past your drywall. So he's telling you what not to do, but you do it anyway. I'm waiting on him to tell me something. And you looking up past the stars, moon, and sky trying to look past your drywall. He just told Jeremiah to tell you, don't you do that. You got it? Good. Now we're going to Exodus chapter 10, 4. And we're going to show you something along the way of showing you something. Because if we got to notice, then Yahweh going to make his move. Remember, once the six anointed count can teach this word, one accord in all six locations, Yahweh will show the next move. But we got to be clear about how he operates that we can read. We're going to Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 through 16. Listen good, what he got written in his Bible. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 through 16.
Book of Exodus chapter 4, verse number 10 through 16 reads. Book of Exodus 4, verse number 10. Come now therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that I may bring forth my people, the family of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse number 11. Moses said unto Yahweh, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the family of Israel out of Egypt? Verse number 12. And he said, certainly I will be with you. This shall be the token unto you that I have sent you, that I have brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve Yahweh upon this mount. Number 13. And Moses said unto Yahweh, behold, when I come unto the family of Israel, I shall say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14. Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shall I say unto the family of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Verse 15. Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses, thus shall I say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Verse 16, go, Gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yaakov your father, Yaakov Abraham of Isaac and of Israel, appear unto me, saying, I've surely visited you, seeing that which is done to you in Mizraim, with the word Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 15 again.
The book of Exodus, chapter.
Read verse Exodus 4. Read that one more time, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I missed my good hit there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Yeah, I was off with that.
You try that again. Okay, come on there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
I'm looking at Exodus chapter 4, verse number 10 to 16. Look at Exodus 4, verse number 10. And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my Yahweh, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Verse number 11. And Yahweh said unto him, Who have made man's mouth? Who maketh the dumb or the deaf? For the seeing of the blind, have not I Yahweh? Verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, to teach you what you shall say. Verse 13. And he said, O my Yahweh, sin I pray thee by the hand of him whom thou wilt say. Verse 14. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also behold, he cometh forth to meet you. And when he seeth you, he will be glad in his mind. Verse 15. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. And he shall be your spokesman unto the people. And he shall be even, he shall be to thee, instead of a mouth. And you shall be to him, instead of your voice.
Ain't that something? Did y'all hear that? Look what he's saying, verse 12, 15, and 16. Listen real good now. Especially the sixth anointed count. You got to teach the Bible, and you got to make sure you're thorough on how Yahweh works according to the spirit of the due order of Yahweh. Listen at verse 12, 15, and 16.
Book of Exodus 4, verse number 12. Now therefore go. And I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Verse 15. And you shall speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. And he shall be your spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to you instead of a mouth. And you shall be to him instead of Yahweh.
That's nice. What he said? Exodus 7, verse 1. What is he saying? So, you know, you got to study this thing now. Sticking on the cap. You got to study this. Because everything we're telling you is going to come back before you, and you got to be prepared to deal with the Bible. 7, verse 1.
Look at Exodus chapter 7, verse number 1. Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seed.
Uh-huh. You hear it? Let's go to 32, verse 7. Exodus 32, verse 7. Skip down to verse 21 and 22. Listen to it. Exodus chapter 32, verse 7. 21 and 22. Why is we going this direction? Because in Psalm chapter 11, verse 3, is the reason why we go on this direction. Because Yahweh, big thing, is on the way. But in Psalm 11, verse 3, it must be understood by the sixth anointed count. What does it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads. Book of Psalms 11, verse number 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
If your foundation be destroyed, I don't care what you got on your mind, it's not going to work. If you don't have a foundation, the righteous cannot do anything if you're out of protocol. If you're out of the protocol of Yahweh, you're not in order in Yahweh, I don't care how righteous you are, it's not going to work. Yahweh not going to lie to work until you match up with this Bible. Now look what's said over in Exodus 32, verse 7, 21, and 22. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 7, 21, verse 22 reads. Book of Exodus 32, verse number 7. Yahweh said unto Moses, go get you down, for your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Verse 21. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto you, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Verse 22, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Yahweh wax hot. You know it's the people that they are set on mischief.
You see that protocol? Did you hear that protocol? Did you hear the protocol right there unfold? Yahweh told Moses, get down there, your people. Moses went directly to the mouthpiece. Seer, Aaron, what did the people do to you to cause you to cause people such a heavy sin on them? 22. Aaron, the seer, responds, you know, my Yahweh, you know how these people stuck on foolishness. Did you hear the protocol? There go your protocol, seed royal. We got to understand, there go your protocol unfold coming out of 7:1 back to 4:10-16. This is what Yahweh said. Psalms chapter 2, verse 12. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to him, what he's saying in 1000 B.C. Psalms chapter 2, verse 12. Listen good.
The book of Psalms chapter 2. Verse number 12 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse number 12. Tis the sun, if he be angry, you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. That's all they that put their trust in him.
Tis the sun, unless he be angry, when his wrath be kindled just a little. Make sure you got the son's business where you understand you got to have his business right. So kiss the son because you don't want the son angry with you. Let's back up to Exodus chapter 19, 1, 2, and 3, verse 7, 8. Let's find out, let's watch the son in action. Exodus chapter 19. 1, 2, 3, get down to verse 7, 8. Brother Yahdai Israel, come out.
Book of Exodus chapter 19, verse number 1, 2 and verse 3, verse 7 and verse number 8 reads. Book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. The third month, when the family of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they in the wilderness of Sinai. Verse number 2. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mountain. And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, shall thou say to the family of Jacob and tell the family of Israel? Verse number 7. Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. Verse number 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the word of the people unto Yahweh.
You see that protocol again? There go the protocol again. There go the protocol again that we read, so you go back and rewind the tape and listen to the protocol. What did Yahweh say? And when Yahweh speaks, all you're supposed to say is 1:18:23. Once you find out what Yahweh say, all you're supposed to say is 1:18:23 according to the Bible. This is not a count. When Yahweh speaks, what do you supposed to say? 1:18:23, what it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalm 1:18:23 reads, this is Yahweh doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
What is Yahweh doing? Come back to 19:16-21. What is Yahweh doing that we can read, Brother Yahdai Israel? We go and look at what is Yahweh doing that's supposed to be marvelous in the sixth anointed camp's eyes. What is Yahweh doing? 16:23 out of Exodus chapter 19. Looking good.
We got Exodus chapter 19:16-23 reads. Exodus 19:16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunder, lightning, a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Verse 17. Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Yahweh. They stood at the nether part of the mountain. Verse number 18. And the Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. The smoke thereof descended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. Verse number 19. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Yahweh answered him by a voice. Verse number 20. Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. Verse 21. Yahweh said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, if they break through until Yahweh to gaze, and many of them perish. Verse 22. And let the priests also which come near to Yahweh sanctify themselves, if Yahweh break forth upon them.
That's it. That's good. Right there. Excellent. So now you hear what's going on. Yahweh specifically giving orders to Moses, and Yahweh is standing in the middle of a burning bush, a fire. He's standing. We could read Exodus chapter 3 and show you the burning bush. A voice come out of a burning bush is Yahweh. Now I'm telling you something, Cedar. This is a lot of power that we ignoring. But WCC, what we going to read? Let's go to Exodus chapter 3. See, I understand something, Steve Ray. This man got absolute power. So we go on and take a look at this man with absolute power. We go on to Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to take a look at a profound statement that is written. And we want to hear exactly what's going on. Because Moses said he's going to take a little people to say. And we'll pick up verse number 2. And listen what we're hearing in verse number 2. Listen real carefully at verse 2 and 3. Real carefully. Read the way you see it there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Exodus chapter 3, verse number 2. And verse number 3 read. Exodus 3, verse 2. And the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will not turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned.
Go ahead. 3.
Number 4. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the bush, said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I.
Ain't that something? This man shows his power through this Bible. And what he says in verse 6 to Moses, out of the burning bush. Out of the burning bush, he was talking out of the burning bush. I don't know nothing up on the, even that wicked one-eyed Satan can't tell you nothing, have nothing talking about out of the burning bush. Look what he said out of the burning bush in verse 6.
Exodus 3, verse 6. Moses said, I am Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh.
That's what he's saying, verse 16, 18, out of that burning bush. What he say out of the burning bush, talking to Moses, eyeball to eyeball. What he tell Moses in verse 16 and 18?
Verse number 16. Go. Gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I should have visited you and seen what that which is done to you in Egypt. Verse 17. And I have said I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt.
Verse 18.
And they shall hearken to thy voice. Thou shalt come, you and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And you shall say unto him, Yahweh, the Israelites have met with us. And now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Yeah. So you see the protocol, see right here. Remember, we live on Pal Talk, we live on Blog Talk Radio at the same time. Listen to this. There's all the protocol, see right here. This man, when he speaks, he spoke to Moses with the dramatics out of the flame of fire. Now, remember, he's speaking out of a bush, a flame of fire. He's still talking in his 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, 8 through 11. Now, remember, he's speaking out of a flame of fire, and all Israel is listening to flame of fire speaking to Moses standing right there. They all listening. Listen to what he says in the 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, 8 through 11.
Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 8 through 11 reads. Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 1. Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse 2, and Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house, hand of abundance. Verse number 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. Verse 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Verse 10. But the 7 day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Yahweh. In it thou shalt not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. Verse number 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the 7 day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed.
Now remember, he's speaking out of a flame of fire. A voice is heard out of the flame of fire. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. But remember we read over in Psalms, we might read again, 2 verse 12. What it says in 2 verse 12 again? Then we go on to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
The book of
Israel?
Matthew.
Yes, sir. Back to Psalms 212 again. Back to Psalms 212 again.
The book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse number 12 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 12. Kiss the Son, if he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little, that's all they that put their trust in him.
Mm-hmm. And what does the Psalm say in Matthew 19:16? What does the Psalm say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 19, verse number 16 of Matthew? What did the son say? Now he says, you don't want to make the son angry at you. Now, what did the son say in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16?
Book of Matthew 19, verse 16 reads. Behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Okay, good. What did he say? What did he say? A question was on the table. What shall I do to get a hold to this eternal life? What do I got to do? Huh? That's what he said. He said, what do I have to do to get hold of eternal life? That's what he said. Well, hold that point with that, Brother Yahya. If you start on that one, we might as well put a precept on that. He said, now, what must I do to get eternal life? That's what he want to know. He's a good master. What must I do to get eternal life? Let's precept that to Mark chapter 10 and look at verse 26. Let's see what he says that we can read. What must I do? Because I want to be part of eternal life. What must I do? That's a great question. Luke chapter 10, verse 26.
Book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 26 reads, Luke 10, verse 26, he said unto him, what is written in the Torah instruction? How readeth you?
So you see the man told him, he said, the question you want to know, how, you see that's what you want to know, don't you? How would you get eternal life? He's telling you, see, Russia, what is written. That's how you get eternal life. What is written, the due order, that's what's written in the book. So if you want to know how you're going to have attain eternal life, he just told you out of his mouth. And Titus 1, verse 2, what did he say in Titus 1, verse 2?
The book of Titus 1, verse number 2 reads, book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2. In hope of eternal life, for shall quaff the cannot lie promise before the world begin.
So he's not lying. So if you want to know how you get in the line of eternal life, then you keep the Torah instructions. You keep the first five books. Don't let no man put a 3:11 on you in Revelation End Time Prophecy. Don't let no man, don't let no woman step up to you and drop, and you don't recall what is written in the book of Revelation 3:11. What do you say?
Book of Revelation 3, verse number 11 reads, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man or woman take your crown.
Don't let nobody take your, don't let your mama, your daddy, don't let your better half, nobody take your crown. If you want to be on part of eternal life, if you want to be clear, then you just heard what he just told you. Keep the Torah instructions, first five books. What is written, that's how you attain eternal life. Now we go on to the fifth chapter, making the second chapter of Revelation 1 through 5. We're going to Revelation chapter 2, 1 down to verse 5. Listen real good, but I'm going to zero in for time's sake on verse 5. We're going to hear 1 through 4. But before you read any of that, go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 and 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 and 24. Let's get that out the way, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, verse 24 reads, the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Verse 24, a man and woman that have friends must show himself friendly. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Mm-hmm. And when you understand that, you must get you some Sirach 5:7-9. When you understand that, then you have to make sure that you got yourself tagged with Sirach 5:7-9. Are you tagged with being a Sirach, a chapter 5:7-9? Are you? What is saying that, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse number 7 to 9 reads. Sirach 5, verse number 7. Make no terror to turn to Yahweh. Put not off from day to day. For suddenly shall the wrath of Yahweh come forth. And in your security you shall be destroyed and perish in the day of vengeance. Verse number 8. Set not thy mind upon good and just begotten, for they shall not profit thee in the day of calamity. Verse 9. When know not with every wind, and go not into every way, for so does the sinner that have a double tongue.
Read verse 9 again, that's all y'all got is. Listen good. What is saying in verse 9? Listen good in verse 9.
Book of Sirach 5, verse number 9. We know not with every wind, and go not into every way, for so does the sinner that have a double tongue.
He said, don't do that. He said, otherwise, precept that to Ephesians 4:14. What are you trying to tell you? See, what he tell you? He's telling you what not to do. Make sure you're clear that you line up what's written in this Bible. If you want the blessing of Yahweh, you must line up what's written in the Bible. He tell you what not to do. Don't follow every wind of teaching, now he's saying. So now, Paul pull that verse in 4:14 of Ephesians. What did he say?
Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 14. Book of Ephesians 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about, every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
See, they lie in wait to deceive you. So he letting you know you got to make a choice. You got to understand one thing, but you got to make sure every choice you make, that you be able to read the chart. Now, come back. We should come on back now to Revelation chapter 2. We'll pick up at verse 5. And we're going to see exactly what this is saying with a little precept.
The book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 1 through 5.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We do Revelation chapter 5, I mean 2, verse 5. We just do one verse because time is going to run out on us again there, Brother Yahya Israel. So we got to pick more of that up at another time. So let's see what we can get out of this.
Book of Revelation 2, verse number 5 reads, remember therefore from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
Mm-hmm. So he's letting you know, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick. That's what a man just say. I'm going to remove your candlestick. If you keep on letting these peoples continue out of the 17 nations and these half camps teach you and leave that verse blank and don't know what he's trying to tell you, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick from you. What is he talking about? Remember, you got to precept your Bible to get understand it. Go back to Proverbs 6:23. We're going back to Proverbs 6:23, that Brother Yahya Israel. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23 says what?
The book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23 reads, Torah instruction is a lamp, and the Torah instruction is light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life.
So what the man just tell you, he's going to remove from you. He's going to remove from you all knowledge of his instruction, called a Torah instruction. If you don't repent and do the first work, come on back in 1 through 4 now again. If you don't repent and do the first work, he said he's going to remove your candlestick from you, Steve, are you? Unless you repent. You got to do the first work. Revelation 2, 1 down to verse 4, come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 1 through 4. Book of Revelation 2, verse number 1. Unto the minister spirit of the congregation of Ephesus, write, He thinks that he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Verse number two.
Hold that part. I can't let that get away. Now you just read some whole big belly full of something and two verse one. Read that again and let's break that down so you can be clear on what he's saying there. TC Reyes, the sixth anointed camps come now to pray you and give you answers now. We here to give you answers to how you properly read your Bible with understanding. Read that verse again in Revelation chapter 2:1. Read 2:1 one more time.
The book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, "To the angel, minister spirit of the congregation of Ephesus, write, these things says he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks."
Now, this what he say, he got seven stars in his hand, and he walked in the midst of seven candlesticks. Now, see? You see that, T. Reyes? This is he that says this. He the one got a hold on seven stars is in his possession. He the one that got a hold on the seven candlesticks. That's in his possession. This is the he that's talking. See? Now we got to find out who the he making all this great big talking, but we're going to read it like it is and show you how you've been duped on everything by reading it exactly the way you see it. Now we're going to precept that to Revelation 1, verse 20, and find out what you're talking about. But read the way you see it, and we're going to take care of all that. And then said, listen good. Because they throw words on you, see, Royal. And if you don't know how to define them through the precept, you're going to repeat the same thing what he told you not to do in number 15, 16. Do you know he told you something not to do out of the heavenly tables of numbers chapter 15, 15, and 16? What did he tell you not to do, Brother Yadai Israel?
Book of Numbers 15, verse 15 and 16 reads. Book of Numbers 15, verse 15. Whatever it shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourned with you, in order to swear in your generation, and you are, so shall the stranger be for Yahuwah. Verse 16, one Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourned with you.
Mm-hmm. He told you you cannot be like them, they got to be like you. So if a stranger told you one thing about these words, you got to understand one thing. You cannot follow the stranger. You must follow what Yahuwah got written. One manner for the children of Israel, and the stranger got to follow you. You can't follow the stranger. It's a timeline on not following the stranger. Now, we just got to read that this is he that was speaking to that holds the seven candles, and also this is he that got his hand on the seven churches. Now we're going to precept that to Revelation 1 verse 20. Listen good. Revelation 1 verse 20, what does it say?
Book of Revelation 1 verse number 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which I saw is in my right hand, and the seven candles and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars of the minister spirit, angels of the seven congregation churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest of the seven churches.
So the mystery that was in his hand was the seven stars, was angels. The seven, what did he say, candlesticks was the seven churches. That's what he said. But you know what? We ain't gonna leave that. We ain't gonna leave that there. We gonna find out what you mean by the seven churches. Cause we know one thing: the seven churches got to have something that we can read and precept in the Bible by going to Acts chapter 8, verse 22, 37, and 38. We gonna find out by reading it exactly the way we see it, and then we can break all the mysteries down by reading the Bible and make sure you're in a 21, you're not in a 21:16 in the congregation of the day in 6 anointed camp, because you got to deal with this thing, because you're going to be on the clock. We're going to, what we say, they're going to Acts chapter 8, verse 22, 37, 38. Read the way you see it, brother. Y'all die Israel, come out.
Verse number 22, verse 37, verse 38 reads, Acts chapter 8, verse 22. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness. Pray that Yahweh, perhaps the thought of your mind may be forgiven you. Verse number 37. Philip said, if thou believest with all thy mind.
Wait a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. Everything we omit something. Try 7. Make it 7:22. But we'll miss something all the way. Make it 7:22. Thank you for helping me out on that one. 7:22.
Book of Acts chapter 7, verse 22, 37 and 38.
Acts and 22. Make it 23. 22 and 23 now. 23, 22, 23. Then skip down 37 and 38.
The book of Acts chapter 7, verse 22, verse 23. Verse 37 and 38 read. Look at Acts chapter 7, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt, and was mighty in words and in deeds. Verse 23. When he was full 40 years old, he came to his mind to visit his brothers and sisters, the family of Israel. Verse 37. This is that Moses which said unto the family of Israel, a seer shall Yahweh raise up unto you of your brothers, like unto me, him shall you hear. Verse 38, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness, but the angel was spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received a lively oracle to give unto us.
Mm-hmm. This is he that was the church in the wilderness. Who is the he? With the church in the wilderness is Moses. And verse 23, I'll tell you who the church is. Ready in verse 23. Who the church is? Verse 23.
The book of Acts chapter 7. Verse number 23 reads. Acts chapter 7. Verse number 23. And when he was full 40 years old, he came into his mind to visit his brother, the family of Israel.
So, what we found out, that the church he's talking about in the wilderness is the family of Israel, and now we're going to back it back and read exactly how Moses is with the church in the wilderness, showing that the word church is polluted in 16 verse 2 of the book. What we want? 16 verse 2? Let's see what we want in 16, verse 2, that brother Yahweh Israel. Exodus chapter 16, verse 2. Let's see what we want. Then skip down to verse 7 and 8. Exodus chapter 16, verse 2, 7 and 8. See, what we're going to get is showing you that when they got on the right side of the book, they just removed the children of Israel and put the word church there. Because they said the church is in the wilderness. So now we're going to be like a Berean on 17, verse 10, 11. We're going back in the wilderness and doing little pieces. Let's see what we got in Exodus 16, verse 2, 7, and 8.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse number 2, verse number 7, verse number 8 reads. Exodus 16, verse number 2. And the whole congregation of the family of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Verse number 7. And in the morning then you shall see the greatness of Yahweh, for that he hears your murmuring against Yahweh. What are we that we murmur against us? Verse 8. And Moses said, it shall be when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to pour, for that Yahweh hears your murmuring, which you murmur against him. What are we?
And Yahweh do not like that you are a murmur, complainer, and backbite, children of Israel. He do not like that kind of spirit. And then last night lesson, you heard the answer to that one. 17 verse 1, listen good. And 17 verse number 1.
Book of Exodus 17
verse 1, what does it say?
Book of Exodus 17 verse number 1. And all the congregation of Israel, all the congregation of the family of Israel, journey from the wilderness.
So now, so when you go and read your Bible, on the right side of the book, where you see the word called church, you have to pronounce emphasis on the word because the church is pointing to the children of Israel. In this case, the whole 12 tribes of Israel, that is the polluted word called the church. And long as you understand that, so when we read this right here, you understand what he's saying in Revelation 1 verse 9. So when you go to Revelation 1 9, you be understanding what the man is trying to tell you. Revelation chapter 1 verse 9, listen good.
Revelation
1 verse 9.
Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse number 9 read, I John, who also am your brother, companion in tribulation, and the kingdom and patience of Yahweh the Son, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of Yahweh, for the testimony, covenant of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he said. He was on the Isle of Patmos. And what happened next? Now, John is in prison on the Isle of Patmos to receive the word of Yahweh. What happened in verse 10?
Verse number 10. I was in the spirit on Yahweh's day. There behind me a great voice as I was trumpet. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I am the first and the last. What you see is right in the book. Send it out to the seven congregations of Israel, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Number 12.
Now read 11 again. Read verse 11 again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Listen to what he just said. Listen to what he just said. This is he that's holding the seven candlesticks. This is he is handling the, holding the seven angels, which is men of the spirit. This is the one that's doing all this great big talking. And we found out this is the man that's the glue to the seven churches polluted for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So this message you read is about the whole congregation of the children of Israel with the polluted word called church. And where do they supposed to be at again? Read that verse again. And where are they at again?
Revelation 1, verse number 11. Say, I am the first and the last. What I see is right in the book. Send unto the seven congregations, through the word church, which are in Asia, at their Ephesus.
Stop right there. Stop right there. So there you is right there in the Far East, called Asia. So there you go right there, see right here. So when you see Paul going to Asia, he's going to the seven congregation of the children of Israel. That's over there, see, right? So when he was going over there in the world, he's teaching, he going there to teach the Chinaman, the white man. No, see, right? He's not going for that reason. He's going over there to teach the seven congregation that was over there in that land. Now back up to the 18th chapter and look at verse 19 of Acts. 18, 19. So, see, we've been taught wrong on every point, and that's why we don't have nothing to do with Isaiah 42 verse 8. And that's why we can't do the Isaiah 42 verse 8, because we've been taught wrong. Isaiah 42 verse 8, what does it say?
Isaiah 42, number 8 reads, I've got what? That is my name, and my greatness will I not give to another. Neither am I praise graven images.
Excellent. Now swing to Acts chapter 18, verse 19. Acts chapter 18, verse 19, to prove a point here.
Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse number 19, read. Acts 18, verse number 19. He came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the temple, reason with Yagdar Judah, the word Jew.
You see that? So is one of the churches over there in Ephesus? That's what he went to see, right? He went to, when you see him going over to Asia, he's going over to the congregation of the children of Israel that's scattered in that land. Paul is not going to teach nobody but those that have been scattered in that land, and they was over there for a minute, and then they built up their congregation there. And Paul went over there to meet them there. So when you jump down with that understanding, then the Bible will open up to you. Because now when Paul was over there, he got the teacher so good that he messed around and done something. He got the teacher real good and he done something. And let's see what he did in the book of Acts. He got the teacher real good. We already in the book of Acts. But Paul, you know, they really enjoyed Paul. And then Paul done something that we can read. Let's see what Paul did that we can read that, Brother Yagdai Israel. Paul done something that we can read in the book of Acts. What, around about 21st chapter? Something he did. Let's see what Paul did. He did something in the book of Acts. Something he did in verse number, what, 20, 21? Let me look at verse 27. We're going to Acts 21, 27.
The book of Acts, chapter 21, verse number 27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, Yagdai Judah, Israel, which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him.
Mm-hmm. So Paul had brought some brothers from Asia, but they was all out of order. But still, to show you that the children, you ain't taking the children of Israel nowhere that they weren't already at. So all of China, Japan, all these countries, the children of Israel was already there, Steve Ray. Let's go to Maccabees 10:33. We'll back you down, Brother Yagdai Israel, and bring in the elder. What was said in Maccabees 10:33?
First Maccabees.
Yeah, chapter 10, verse 33. First Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 33.
Book of First Maccabees, chapter 10, verse number 33 reads. Book of First Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 33. Moreover, I freely set at liberty every one of Yagdai Judah Israel that were carried captive out of the land of Yagdai Judah to any part of my kingdom. I will that all my officers remit the tribute, even of their captive.
Mm-hmm. So they was carried. Read that again in 10:33 one more time. Brother Yagdai Israel, roll there again.
The book of First Maccabees 10, verse 33. Moreover, I freely set at liberty every one of Yagdai Judah Israel that were carried captive out of the land of Yagdai Judah into any part of my kingdom. Thou will that all my officers remit the tribute, even of their cattle.
See that? See, the children of Israel have been in all the land, carried away captive everywhere. So that's why they don't look like they once looked by coming out in Amos 9, verse 7. Because children of Israel, they left captive, and that's the reason they have lost their look that they had in Amos 9, verse 7, because they've been in everybody's captivity, And they were prisoners in everybody's captivity, so you know what happened. You know all the things that was happening. But when they left, out, going to the other countries, they had a base color on them. But after they got into other colors, other countries, years to come, but this is the way the children of Israel looked when they left out. Amos 9, verse 7.
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse number 7 reads. Amos 9, verse 7. Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian, Cushites, unto me, O family of Israel?
See, when you first left off, you had a base color. But by being in every captivity, you've been, all the 17 nations have got a piece of some of you. And your coloring started getting lighter, darker, and all type of things. Because you got to understand something. You and every other nation for punishment for your wrongdoing. And the only way you can reverse that, because Yahweh said he going to do something. He's going to do something, but we'll reach that a little bit later. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, it's no broadcast tomorrow, so we'll catch you Wednesday night for tomorrow, and time is running. What's your closing statement on that? Come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Now the way it's rolling out, see Israel, a seed royal. Great word came to the four corners of the globe. Praise the righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, if you have y'all got Israel, we catch you Wednesday night for some more. And we're going to bring the elder back in and give final thoughts before we all go exclusive live on Pal Talk. We on Blog Talk. And we'll be live on Pal Talk. Any questions or comments or things. Anything we have said, you just log into Pal Talk in about 45 minutes. I'll be live on there right now. And you can mute up to the microphone and say something. Elder, what is your closing statement on case number 38? You're on the question tomorrow.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into a tonight's broadcast. And I know everybody thus far that's been listening, we've had an enjoying time listening to the words of Yahweh, and we can barely wait to hear some more, because this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and always and first and foremost about Yahweh's Word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yada, is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days reopen as Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Write on the search line and at www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Guam. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you, your friends, and family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Try Yada. Click the red live button when it appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, tribeyhdh@gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine. Once again, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you're logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, and after the broadcast, we're also on Pal Talk. You will find us listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the topics put on the table will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I have seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Now, if broad talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. You have to remember, today is another day that we will continue Yahuwah's word. We remember nothing has changed except the number of people that came to commend it and add unto it. We already know that we have certain ones that will cast that word behind their back, the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners. But they've clearly forgotten one thing. We're only one man and one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever told you they've done more, they've even lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. So to continue finding out what our possibilities can be, keep your Bibles open. Maybe take notes. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel, and our teaching will continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder. Excellent on your part. We'll catch you on Pal Talk, and when it's time for questions, comments, and anything based on the lesson. So we'll catch you right after this broadcast over with and keep it moving. So we don't see if we find the mothers. Remember, we got the mothers out of town on assignment taking care of some Yahuwah business, and they stayed in the spirit of Yahuwah. So we're going to run and see if we find Mother D up Israel. And Mother E, Mother Z, Yahuwah be with you. Soon wait for your return in Yahuwah. Let's see if we go find our Mother D up Israel and bring her in. We'll go in for the closing of this broadcast. So when we meet the mother out of Camp 1, Mother D up Israel, Yahuwah be with you. They'll see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Lord G.F. Israel. I want to run back to Revelation 2, verse 5 and get a little bit more out of 2, verse 5. I want to give me a little bit more out of that. He said, yeah, run back over there and get just a little bit more. Revelation 2 and people verse 5, what it say?
Revelation 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, and repent and do the first work, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent.
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to Luke chapter 19, verse 26. Let's run that. Luke chapter 19, verse 26, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's precept
mm-hmm.
that. Chapter 19, verse 26.
Luke chapter 19, verse 26. And it reads, Luke 19, 26. For I say unto you unto everyone which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even that he has shall be taken away from him.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying, if you got a little bit of ye and ask you what you got, Yahweh gonna take it away from you. Let's run to Luke 12:48 and see what that means. So here's the point for you right here. He said, if you don't repent, he's gonna move your candlestick. So what's a part of it you do have? If you don't up what you're doing on what you do have, he's gonna take that away from you. Luke
mm-hmm.
chapter 12:48, what it say?
Luke chapter 12:48. But he that know not and did commit things worthy of strife shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required, and to whom man has committed much of him, they shall act the more.
Mm-hmm. So much, so you don't shy away from this. You run to this. When he give you something to this, you be want to add on to this. One thing you don't do, when he give you something, you don't back away from it. You go forward and just as Yahweh. Much is given to you. Much is required. Then you ask for some more. That's the spirit you're talking about. So you keep that in your mind. Much is given, much is required. But then when he give you something, you folks all say, Yahweh, give me some more. Who going to go to me? I'll go. And Isaiah 6, ask for some more. Let's run back to Revelation chapter 2 and pick up verse 6. Revelation 2 and pick up verse 6. Let's get a couple more shots out of that, Mother D.F. Israel. Revelation 2, verse 6 says what?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. But this you have, that thou hatest the deed of the Nicolaitans.
Okay, Nicolaitans. Go ahead.
Which I also hate.
Right. Go ahead.
Verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation.
Okay. What do he want us to hear? Because he's talking to the children of Israel that's scattered. What do he want us to hear in verse 8?
Verse 8. And unto angels of the congregation in Smyrna wrote these things
right.
said.
Like right, what?
The,
go ahead.
These things said, the first and the last, which was dead and is alive.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Verse 9. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blaspheming of them which say they are Yahdajew and are not, but are the synagogue.
Mother G of Israel. He said, I know about your tribulation. Back up and back up and read that once again. He said, I know about your tribulation. What verse he says he know about your tribulation? What verse is that?
Verse 9.
I'll read that 9 again.
I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
Okay, good. Right there. So he said, I know about your tribulation. He telling John, I know about your tribulation. So that's what he's saying. I know about you. And let's go to Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, verse 14. It's something else he know about you. So he said, I know about your tribulation you going through there, children of Israel. He said, I know about it. But look what he says in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, verse 14. Let's read a little bit. Let's see what he says about that in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, pick up verse 14.
The Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, verse 14. Go not to Torah instruction with a judge, for they will judge for him according to his honor. Verse 15.
So what do you read? What do you say in verse 14 again?
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 14. Go not to Torah instruction with a judge, for they will judge for him according to his honor.
Mm-hmm. So he's letting you know, go not to the Torah instruction basically against a judge. Don't do that. He's telling you what not to do, but we got these puffed up spirits. We'll do totally opposite of the Bible. And then we'll say some dust in his yard, and he tell you what not to do, because he said they would judge for him. And who's the day going to judge for him that we can read? Back up to Deuteronomy chapter 1 and pick it up verse 12. Let's see who is Yahweh's judges that can judge for him. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1 verse 12. Let's see. But who's supposed to do the judging for Yahweh? He's telling you, do not go and pull scriptures against a judge of Israel. Who is a judge of Israel that we can read? Let's see what he says in 1 verse 12 down to verse 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 12. To 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12. How can I myself alone bear your grumbling, whatever that is, and your burden, and your strife? 13. Take you wise men and understanding, and know among your tribe, and I will make them rulers over you. 14. And you answered me and said, the things which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. Verse 15. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and knew, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over 50, and captains over 10, and officers among your tribe. Verse 16. And I charge your judges at that time, saying, hear the cause between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. 17. You shall not respect in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of men, of man, for the judgment is Yahweh's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 16 again.
Verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16. And I charge your judges at that time, saying, hear the cause between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with you.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh is the one who told Moses to look out there and get the judges. Mm-hmm. So Moses' responsibility to find the one that's going to be the mouthpiece. Moses' job was to look out there and find the judges. Let's go to Judges 2:18. So he do have judges, but it was not up to Moses. Moses had to find the judges. And Moses has to be the one to anoint the judges. So that's the protocol of Yahweh, Steve Ray. And he tell you, go not to the one that is a judge of Yahweh once they've been anointed by Yahweh. The last thing he wants you to do is pull scriptures to a judge of Israel. Judges 2:18. Mm-hmm. That shows that if anyone do that, they out of order according to the Bible, because that's going contrary to Yahweh's word. Judges 2:18.
Judges chapter 2, verse 18. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hands of their enemy all the days of the judges. For it repented.
So Yahweh was with the judges. So understand something. This is Yahweh doing. So when Yahweh had anointed Moses to look out among the children of Israel and set up the ministry of the judges, but he let Moses be plain understand. Yahweh is with the judges. So the judges is anointed to take care of his business. And he told you in Sirach 8:14, the last thing you do is throw scriptures back to a judge, because that's out of order and that's going against Yahweh's will. So once we learn the protocol of Yahweh, that's when you start seeing the whole person change their ways by repenting and understand Yahweh got rules and regulations. Let's run to 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Let's get one more shot at that. We're going to 2 Chronicles 19, verse 5 and 6.
Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 19,
verses 5 and 6. Yes, ma'am, 5 and 6.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, verse 5. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahdah Judah, city by city. Verse 6. And said unto the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment.
Mm-hmm. And what do we tell everybody that is not anointed, that have not been anointed to judge? What do you tell them in 8:14 of Sirach? Now, what did he told the seer to put it in writing and bring it up when time appointed? What not to do when Yahweh have appointed the seer to anoint the elders, the judges, and once that is on the table, what he tell the whole congregation of children of Israel what not to do in 8:14.
Sirach, chapter 8, verse 14. Go not to Torah instruction with a judge, for they will judge for him according to his honor.
Mm-hmm. So if you violate that understanding, that is the spirit of unbelief, and that's the spirit of Satan the devil when you don't follow orders in the book. Because Yahweh set you up, and Yahweh be the one to take you down. So if you send a judge up, and they don't prepare themselves to do it just as Yahweh takes you down. You don't need nobody's help. All our job is to do is obey when you have anointed leadership come at you. And that was Paul was saying way back there in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. That's what he was saying. So he says in 1 John 4:20, what he said in 1 John 4:20, right side of the book, Mosaic of Israel.
And what, John, you say? I was looking at Corinthians.
1 John chapter
you
4,
said,
right side of the book. 1 John chapter 4.
Okay.
1 John chapter 4, verse 20.
1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh and hate his brother, it's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love Yahweh whom he has not seen?
Mm-hmm. How can you say you love Yahweh? You ain't seen but the brother of Super Red Nate T. That's the one you see. And so how you say, well, I love this Yahweh, which you ain't never seen, I ain't going to see. And you got no love for somebody that you don't even know you ain't seen, but the brothers and sisters of the protocol he got before you, you act like you give it no never mind. So let me know that you a liar and the truth is not in you. Sirach, chapter 4, 7, 9, verse 9 says what? Sirach. No. Yeah, that's good enough. Let's see what Sirach chapter 4, verse 7 down to verse 9 say.
Sirach chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. Did you say 7 and 9?
Yeah, 7, 8, and 9. 7, 8, and 9.
Sirach chapter 4, verse 7. Get yourself love of the congregation. And bowed your head to a great man, verse 8. Let it not grieve you to bow down thine ear to the poor and give him a friendly answer with meekness, verse 9. Deliver him that suffer wrong from the hand of the oppressor and be not faint-minded when thou sittest in judgment.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 7 again. 4 verse 7.
Sirach 4, 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man.
Mm. Verse 8.
Verse 8. Let it not grieve you to bow down thine ear to the poor and give him a friendly answer with meekness.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 12:25. Precept that 12:25 of Proverbs.
Okay. Proverbs
12:25, the MOD of Israel.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the mind of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad.
Mm-hmm. A good word. So what's supposed to come out your mouth is a good word. If a good word can't come out your mouth, you're supposed to hold your peace.
Mm.
If you see right now, you're not prepared to give a good word, then what you do, you don't give no words. Let me show you. We read about this man, what he says in 2 verse 12 in Psalm. What he says in 2 verse 12 of Psalm, you'll get a case in point.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 2:12.
All right. Psalms 2:12. Psalms 2:12.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Mm. So let's see what he means by kiss the Son, lest he get angry with you. Let's find a little bit more about the Son in Exodus 15:3. Let's find out a little bit more about the Son in Exodus 15:3.
Exodus 15:3. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name.
So Yahweh is a man of war. So he's telling you kiss the Son because Yahweh is a man of war. Let's see him in action. Mm-hmm. Let's run to 1 Samuel 15. Let's watch the Yahweh in action. Now, he said he's a man of war, so kiss the Son unless he'll get angry with you. Let's run to the 15th chapter, picking up verse 3. Let's see what he says in 1 Samuel 15:3.
15:3. Yeah, that's what I said. 1 Samuel 15:3.
Mm-hmm.
Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman and infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camels and ass.
So Yahweh told Samuel to tell the king to go kill what again in that first line? What he said in the first line, go kill who?
Amalek.
He said go kill who? Who he said go kill?
Go smite Amalek, Esau, and his son.
Yeah, and?
And utterly destroy all.
Yeah, and who else?
They say, and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not.
Yeah, okay, well, who is the king? Yeah, that's what I want right there. Slay who?
Slay who? Man, woman, and suckling child, infant.
Oh, so the man of war told the seer to go tell the king, I want you to kill man, woman, infant, and suckling child. This is the man that we dealing with. So you don't want to make this man angry with you. He said, go kill, he killed women. And he also killed babies. You understand? Mm. This is the man of the Bible. He killed women, killed babies.
Yeah.
Let's run to the 6th chapter. Let's run to the 9th chapter, verse 6 of Ezekiel. we go on and show you that we, the man that you're dealing with, that you call the sweet man, is a man of war. He killed babies, and he killed women, too.
Yes.
That's what it says in our Exodus chapter 9, verse 6.
Ezekiel or Exodus?
We go on Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6. Play utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my temple, then they began.
Now who he tell Ezekiel is the man, the mental spirits and Ezekiel see and tell them to go slay who in verse 6?
Old young maids, little children and women.
Little children and women. So Yahuwah would kill little children and he'll kill women. There's a destiny right. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2 and pick up verse 22. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 22. So the man that we're dealing with, we read in Psalms 2:12, kiss the son unless he gets angry with you. When you don't follow the protocol ways of Yahuwah and the way he got it written, he is angry with you. Nobody get a pass when he's angry with you. Case in point, we're going to 2 Kings chapter 2 and pick up verse 22.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 22. And it reads, so the water was healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake, 23. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and marked him and said unto him, go up, you bald-headed. Go up, you bald-head. Verse 24. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahuwah. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tear 42 children of them.
Why did she bears come out? Because Yahuwah put in the spirit of the she bears that one of his own was a cub in trouble. So he sent two she bears and said, otherwise my seer has been distracted. My seer have been talked about. My seer disrespected, and he put it in two she bears like their cubs. Go and get them little children, because he done what in verse 22? What did he do in verse 22?
Okay. 2 Kings 2:22. So the water were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah.
The water was healed because of the saying of Elijah, the seer. Elisha, the seer. What's that supposed to mean? Sirach 4, verse 6. What's that supposed to mean? Sirach 4, 6. What's that supposed to mean? So Yahuwah did not make a move until he heard from the seer that he had appointed to take care of that job. So in Sirach 4, verse 6, what it means?
Sirach chapter 4, verse 6. For if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
All right. Come on back to 2 Kings chapter 2 and look at verse 23 and 24 again. So if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, the Almighty going to hear his fear. And if he, what did he do to get Yahweh's attention? And 2, verse 23 and 24.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and marked him and said unto him, go up, you bald-headed. Go up, thou bald-headed. 24. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tare 42 children of them.
So you see, and sooner or later, you're going to recognize in Ezekiel 33, verse 33, sooner or later, we don't know what you're going to be doing or how you're going to be doing it. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize Ezekiel 33, verse 33.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come, then shall you know that a fear has been among them.
So sooner or later, it's going to dawn on you that Yahweh don't change the way he operates in the word of Yahweh. So let's run to the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 4, down to verse 7. Let's see what he says. Titus chapter 1, verse 4 down to verse 7. Titus chapter 1, verse 4 to 7.
Okay. Titus chapter 1, 4 to 7. Titus chapter 1, verse 4 to 7. And verse 4 reads, to Titus, my own son, after the common covenant, mercy, and peace from Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse 5, for this cause left I you in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed to. Verse 6, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having the faithful children, not accusers of rowdy and or unruly. Verse 7, for a bishop polluted for elder must be blameless as the steward of Yahweh, and not self-willed, not soon anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre.
Let's run to Sirach chapter 30, verse 24 and 25. So he passed the power, and the elder's job is to pass, the seer's job is to pass down to the elder. So once an elder is anointed, same respect must be the same way you respect the seer, you got to respect the elder. Those that get anointed, you got to have the same respect. The Yahweh is not with you. Because when they are anointed, because they know what they're talking about and doing. He told you in 8:14, do not bring up a verse against anybody that's been anointed because you're out of order in Yahuwah, and if you do so, that is a perfect example. The one that's following you is Satan the devil. So what it says in Sirach 30, verse 24 and 25.
Sirach chapter 30, verse 24 and 25. Envy and wrath shorten the life, and carefulness bringeth age before the time. Verse 25. A cheerful and good mind will have a care of his meat and diet.
Mm-hmm. And swing down to 1 John 4, verse 20, what it says in 1 John 4, verse 20. So anger, so if you're around any individual, all they do is argue, the anger, always in an uproar that will shorten your time. You have to distance yourself from that kind of spirit, because you'll be shorting your own time down, because that is the grip of Satan the devil on them. That is not the will of Yahweh. Understand that. So he says in 1 John 4, verse 20, what did he say?
1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love Yahweh, whom he has not seen?
Thank you, sir. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. So how can you say you love some Yahuwah which you ain't never seen, and then the protocol of Yahuwah right before your eyes, and with a puffed up spirit, you don't bow down to anointed leadership to get the blessing of Yahuwah? That makes you a liar, and the truth is not in you. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says what?
Romans
15, verse 4.
Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
Right. Your hope is only in the scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the closing statement. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So your comfort and your hope is in the scriptures of Yahuwah as it is written. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the closing statement. That mother D up Israel, and we catch you Wednesday night as we all get ready to ease over to Pale Talk and hear what is on the table, if it's any, shortly. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, the closing statement, come on.
1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, give me 2:17 or 2 Thessalonians behind that one. That was pretty quick. So he said, comfort yourself and make sure you in the scripture with one another. That means contact your brothers and sisters within the congregation and comfort one another with the scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2:17, the closing statement.
2 Thessalonians 2:17.
Yes, ma'am.
Comfort your mind and establish you in every good word and works.
Excellent. Mother D of Israel, excellent again. You feel it tall again. Catch your winds tonight. What's your closing statement behind that? We're hearing the payout talk. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to read that 1 Thessalonians 5:4. But you, brethren and sisters, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Mother D.F. Israel, get you all on Pam Talk, Blog Talk, and Yahweh be with you all. If you got any questions or comments, get on the Pam Talk and come to the microphone. Shalom, Mother D.F. Israel. Catch you Wednesday night. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.